For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri health officials have added another 906 COVID-19 cases to the state's count yesterday, as the number of people known to have contracted the virus has reached at least 94,340. The actual number is likely higher since some people who have the coronavirus do not have symptoms, and testing has not been widespread, especially at the start of the pandemic. Missouri's health department has also reported another death in the last 24 hours, bringing the state's total coronavirus death toll to 1,659. The University of Missouri has paid a Canadian PR firm more than $10,000 to run a program of campus influencers promoting the campus's COVID-19 safety guidelines. The Columbia Missourian reports the influencers are part of a campaign created by MU to stop the spread of COVID-19. The contract with the influencers began the week of August 17th and is set to end September 25th. Glacier, the PR firm MU contracted with, selected the students and is compensating them in an unknown fashion. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says he doesn't know how Glacier is using the money. The influencers have either denied or not responded to requests for comment. Reaction to the influencers' project online has been mixed. Several local organizations in Columbia are sponsoring a virtual town hall at noon today to educate the public about the bail process. The Columbia Missourian reports the discussion is co-sponsored by Race Matters Friends Community Bail Fund, the League of Women Voters of Columbia Boone County, and Daniel Boone Regional Library. The Race Matters Friends Community Bail Fund can be used to pay bail up to $2,000. The organization can also provide transportation for the accused to get to court. Bail has been traditionally used to allow those accused of a crime to be released from detention, while ensuring that the suspects would show up to their assigned court date. Attendees can register ahead of time via Zoom. Invasive plants can turn a grassy habitat for turkeys and quail into an overgrown thicket, so officials with the Mark Twain National Forest have turned to a decidedly low-tech way to manage them: goats. Brian Davidson manages the Botany and Invasive Species Program at the forest, and told KCUR that plants such as blackberries and kudzu compete for nutrients in grassy habitats and push out desirable native species. But removing the invasive species can be expensive, so the forest has contracted with a southern Missouri couple who owns 1,500 Spanish goats. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.